Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
And welcome to episode 173 of Come Get Your Podcast. I'm your host, Adam.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Chris.
How we doing, boys?
Pretty good.
We're I'm tired.
Pretty good.
You're always tired. So am I.
Hey, dude. Old
it's
age,
we live,
man.
I don't know.
Yeah. I've hit the age now. Just always tired. Although I feel like I've just felt tired for the past decade. I don't know.
You should probably see somebody about that.
No, I was thinking maybe it's just like the corporate environment I work in, and maybe it just makes it feel like it's been a decade. Oh, it just saps the energy out of you. And the storms last night, that didn't help either. You know, keeping you up 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
It was loud.
6 in the morning. Yeah. I like storms, though. Like, as long as they don't, like, when if I can hear thunder rolling in or, like, a storm, like, just some light rain or something, you know, as I'm going to bed, nothing more perfect than that. I will sleep so soundly.
We're in that season, or soon, yeah. At least, you know. And it's like, I think I'm right. Like, personally, like, come on. Like, I want some cool breeze, the sun. I want to sit outside with like headphones on a break at work and listen to music while magic's just like running around by me.
See, for me, it was the start of baseball season. And that's what gets me going. I feel the same way. I think we're basically talking about the same thing, Chris.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But yeah, like for me it was like opening day just happened and I'm a Giant Cubs fan. I could not get the game.
No,
I couldn't log in on ESPN for whatever reason. I could not get that to work.
Because they're a piece of shit.
Yep. So I just was listening to it. And man, just hearing the crowd noise and like the bat hitting the ball. It was just like, oh, just like you said, it was like I'm thinking some rolling in thunder, some like sun, like summer thunderstorms, just grilling out, warm weather. Bonfires.
No, I think it's pretty much the same. Because I mean, like some of the fondest memories I have when I was younger is like that. You know, windows open, breeze, Cubs mm-hmm. game on. You know, like fucking spring, summer. You know,
yep.
I will always say Dire Straits' "Walk of Life" is like my summer song because like mm-hmm. I hear it and I'm like barbecue, baseball, nice weather.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I fucking love that song. I just saw actually that, speaking of Cubs, Ben Brown's getting called up.
Oh.
To replace Justin Steele, I'm assuming, for a little bit.
Yeah, probably just for a little bit.
Good move. Good, honestly, probably.
Chris,
good,
yeah.
Great move.
Yeah, uh-huh, right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, Chris would be like, who are you
thousands.
Talking?
Yeah, like, you know, he wasn't getting the numbers that we expected out of him. So I think this is a smart move in the end.
Since Justin Steele got hurt opening day baseball,
he's pulled
doing
a hammy
real well.
Oh,
yeah.
So he's the
I still haven't seen it.
Of baseball. Got it.
Towards Achilles. He ran out with an American flag.
He ran out into the Jets field in Texas.
Towards Achilles on their stupid turf. Oh. Yeah, I still haven't seen what happened to him. It just sucked. Like, and of course, we blow a save opening day.
Cramping up.
I looked over at Katie, and I was just like, well, looks like we're not going to go 162-0.
No, not this year. I still want that to happen one time.
Just once in my lifetime, guys. It's too
I just
want
to see someone. I don't care who it is. I just want to see someone go 162-0. That'd be fucking crazy.
Somebody build a super team, and let's just do this.
Yeah.
The Dodgers tried.
Yeah, Take the talents of South Beach.
Yeah. New York. They all try. The Braves.
Yeah, I think if anybody was going to do it at one point, it probably, you know, had the best chance. It probably was like mid-2000s Yankees, right?
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean,
super fucking
they
squad.
Would have been one of the teams that could have.
Or you're talking back when it was like Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth playing together on the Yankees. And like, Jesus.
That was just unfair.
That's just dumb. Playing against electricians. Fuck, man.
Well, that's why he got a disease.
Named after him.
Too much electricity.
Yep.
In his bones.
Too much power. Couldn't handle it. It's like Dr. Manhattan. It's like being around Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen. Oh, I got cancer now.
Yep. One of them got a disease named after him. The other one got a candy bar. So, I mean, here we are.
Who won in that, Babe Ruth? Because
just because.
I'd rather have a candy bar over a debilitating disease, but
I would much rather have a Babe Ruth candy bar than Lou Gehrig's disease. That is a fact.
Oh yeah.
We've never seen this before. We don't know what it is, so we're gonna name it after you. It's that bad.
Oh, fantastic.
Cool.
It's rare.
Speaking of candy, like Babe Ruth candy bar, I got into like a hole on YouTube the other day when I was having lunch of Binge with Babish, like doing a tier list basically of food, and he did like frozen pizza, and then he did candy, and cereal as well.
The cookies one is pretty good.
There's a cookies one. There's a brownies one too.
The brownies one's also pretty good.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, he's just like tiering off these like. They're individual videos. Like score.
The pizza one. He was like literally like scoring the candy bars. It was kind of like a bracket, but the cereal he was like top. Like this is S tier. This is C tier.
People take their cereal seriously.
They do. He shit on Life a little bit. Cereal. And I was like, that cereal is underrated. You son of a bitch. How dare you?
I was just gonna say, man, some cinnamon Life. That's some shit's good.
He also got grape nuts way too high of a score. That shit is gravel. Anyway.
Like chewing rocks.
I'm not upset about it.
Now I gotta watch these videos.
The brownie one's interesting because it's all box stuff.
Yeah,
it's so consumer available. And he's just rating what he thinks is best.
Yeah, and it's the same with like the frozen pizza. It's just whatever they can go to the store and get. But there was one frozen pizza. I can't remember what it's called now, but like it was ranked so highly and it looked so good. And I was like, okay.
Did he do cosmic brownies?
No.
Or just like
box brownies
bake yourself.
You gotta bake. You gotta do the work.
You can't do like homemade because that's unfair. You're gonna crush any box fucking brownies.
Yeah, some double chocolate brown butter stuff. Like sign me up.
Sign me up. Just made my mouth water, dude.
Sign me up.
Jesus. Sorry, I mean it is around lunchtime. We apologize. I, that's my fault. It is
double chocolate brown butter. You can't say this shit.
I did brown butter brownies.
But I did though.
You know, with a little powdered sugar on top. You cut it out of the mid and like the chocolate's gooing out of it. It's gushing.
I make everything gush. I don't need powdered sugar on my brownies. I'm gonna say that. I don't mind it.
Yeah. I'm with you.
But I don't need it.
I think it's more for the look, right?
It can be.
I don't need the extra sugar, that's for sure.
No. I don't need any sugar.
I also like nuts in it sometimes, just to give it a little extra texture. But
I'm like a 40-year-old man.
Are you?
Yeah. Wow.
Look, like everyone's entitled to their opinion. You're fucking wrong, but you're entitled to it.
I just like crunchy peanut butter, too. I don't know. Like,
unless it's a turtle brownie, then you put one pecan.
Only crunchy peanut butter I've ever liked is from a local orchard here. And it was amazing. I've tried crunchy peanut butter from the store, like Jif. No, I don't like it. It's not the same.
Oh, I'm a fan.
Well, you don't like grape nuts, so like.
Yeah.
there is a through line.
He's more of a fan of cream of wheat. He's got the smooth.
I would eat cream of wheat. I would.
I'm noticing a trend.
I like soft gelatinous things, like pudding. Pudding.
About $240 worth of pudding.
I do really love chocolate pudding, though.
It's a goat.
It's amazing. It's classic. It's classic.
I almost just made a joke about putting my nuts in your mouth. Just never mind.
Well, don't make you should have. Why didn't you?
It's making it a reality.
I aborted hilarious. Right before it. I was like, I love
yeah, why not?
Putting my on the list of things that have been said on this stupid show for like the last ever. Like that's really low. On the list of offensive.
I'm offended you didn't say it. Like
You're right.
The fuck, man?
I'm tired.
You had a golden opportunity.
I had one. I missed the fastball. You botched it. Went right down the middle and I fucking fouled it off.
You're expecting off speed.
Is that a
rugby? I didn't even swing at it.
Is that a rugby reference? Cricket?
Yeah. It's a badminton reference.
My sweet summer child.
It's a shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock. I like putting my shuttlecock. Never mind. Forget it.
Well, no, that window's passed. You can't just do it with anything now. You
can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Yeah, yeah. Lloyd.
I watched that the other day.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a minute.
That movie. It's there's a handful of movies that I could literally quote from beginning to end. That is that is one of them.
Yeah. I've noticed that there's way too many Jim Carrey movies I can do that for.
You do like Jim Carrey a lot.
Apparently that was my thing when I was a kid. I just all of those. I was talking to Katie about that. I was like, I used to do impressions of Jim Carrey doing shit in like Ace Ventura and stuff like that. And I was just,
he talks with his butt.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
You have to see Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
Yeah. Ooh. Talk about some movies that probably don't hold up too much anymore.
No, not anymore. Not with that. No.
Not that about this, part, like, it's really but terrible. There's enough other stuff in that movie where it's fine.
Yeah.
It does. It would.
Laces out, Dan.
Just the whole Cannibal Corpse scene.
Catches a bullet with his mouth.
Dude.
Fuck, I might have to watch that.
I mean, there's still, like, there's him, you know, at the mental institution, obviously. Wait, Dustin, wasn't that like a Halloween costume of yours at one point?
Oh, yeah. I wore the tutu. I had my hair. I grew my hair out for like 3 months so that I could like pull it all out like he has in that scene.
How good was that haircut?
Dude, I was so happy, yeah, to get that cut. I was like, please, I did this for a Halloween costume. I have to get this off, man.
Oh. So you'll see the gif of him like, you know, at the pool, but wherever they found the ring at, and he's like looking at like in the camera in the hole, like it's just good. But yeah, you had the mask, you had liar.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. Jim Carrey was the man.
In Living Color is still really good.
In Living Color is great. I'm a big fan of Cable Guy.
Cable Guy, dude.
So,
such a random role for Matthew Broderick.
No kidding.
I think that was one of Jack Black's like first roles, or like really beginner roles at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say he'd been on HBO, right? I think they'd had their show. To Chris, your point, he hadn't been in, like, he didn't start doing like, major. Was that Saving Silverman? Like, he didn't start.
Mars Attacks.
Oh, Saving
Mars Attacks. Man,
Saving Silverman. That's a good movie.
Chip Douglas. My three sons. Jack Black in that whole movie. Fuck, man. I'm gonna go watch that now. I'm just gonna go on a Jim Carrey spree. Annoy the hell out of my wife.
There's worse things.
Classic.
Also. Saying it out loud reminded me. Have you seen that there is a new Ferris Bueller's movie in the works?
No.
But it's going to be about the two guys, the two valets who took the Ferrari on a joyride.
I like that.
And it's going to be about their adventure.
What they did with the car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, new Ferris Bueller movie came out. I was like, oh, God, here we go. And then I saw what it was about. And I was like, okay, I can get behind this.
Yeah.
Talk about that- timeless movie though, like
for real,
that movie still will hold up no matter what.
What are you doing here? Movie's over, go home.
I just remember that was always on Comedy Central. Like I feel like anytime you put on TV, like that Ferris Bueller's Day Off was like on TV somewhere,
usually.
No, but I was going to have the same reaction as you, Adam. Like, I was going to be like, I don't know what you would improve upon that movie. Until you said that, it was like, oh, the two valets. Yes, what I want to see. Because we only got to see shots of it. Yeah. It's like, what were they doing? I want to see it.
So. A spinoff entitled Sam and Victor's Day Off was announced to be on a streaming service Paramount Plus. So I mean, there's not like a lot of updates on it, but it's like it seems like they got some good people involved in it. Obviously, the people that have portrayed them in the movie are not going to be the same people, but
gonna digitally de-age them.
Yeah, I guess they could technically, but
they can.
I mean, if they're still around, could you bring them back for
a cameo or
like
something?
Cameos or something?
Like they're just hanging out together in an old folks' home,
yeah,
reminiscing.
The car whips by them,
and then the rest of the movie's a flashback.
Oh. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, so many, like, I think there's just something about those movies, like the John Hughes movies from the 80s that are just still, they're just timeless. It's just so timeless.
High school or just out of high school perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Like Breakfast Club is still such an amazing movie that I have to watch it at least once a year. And it still holds up.
It's not, I don't know, like I'm fine if it's on, like, sure. I don't know why that one didn't get me as much.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm that way with like 16 Candles. I'm like,
that way with 16 Candles too. Like, I don't know.
I was just going to say, like, I'm the opposite way where like, I'm like with Chris where I enjoy Breakfast Club more than Ferris Bueller.
Well, yeah, because you were in high school at that time.
Yeah, right. When did that even come out?
85.
Jesus. 1 year old.
But damn, I mean, like, John Hughes, like, he had that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles every Thanksgiving, Uncle Buck, Christmas Vacation, yeah. Obviously Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that those are the ones I'm more of a fan of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I just have a Molly Ringwald problem. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
You're like, there's a common denominator here.
You got something against her? What's going on?
I don't. She's a fantastic actress.
It doesn't seem like you think
she is. I just feel like Breakfast Club and 16 Candles are a little overrated. That's just, you know, I still like them. They're still great movies.
Hey, no, I get it. I think Lord of the Rings is overrated.
Yeah, exactly.
I've said it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's a bad movie.
Does not mean it's a bad. They're bad movies.
Yeah.
I was more of a Home Alone and Ferris Bueller's and Uncle Buck.
Oh, Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck, dude.
Dude, it's... that's when Macaulay Culkin's questioning him. It's so good. And it's like, and he like nails the shit, like we're from the Chicago area, right? It is so spot on, you know? And that's why it's like one of the reasons I love the Bear as much as I do. You know,
yeah.
Because it's like, this is fucking Chicago.
It captures
this
region.
Is Chicago.
Yes.
Have either of you seen the Beetlejuice trailer?
I have not.
Teaser trailer.
I've seen the screen grab of Keaton's face, right? Whatever.
Obviously.
Makeup.
Yep. Yeah. It's a teaser, so there's a lot of ball game left to decide if it's going to be good or not. But the teaser's good.
Okay, I'll have to watch that.
Okay. I mean, Jenna Ortega. She's
looks exactly like Winona Ryder's daughter.
Current. Screen queen, you know.
Yeah, and like, I mean, they brought everybody back. It's Tim Burton, like, and he was like, yeah, we're not doing CGI stuff for like when it, you know, we go into the weird world, like it's all hand animated stuff, so
miniature.
Yeah, like you try to keep everything as practical as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it, for it being a teaser, it does a good job.
God, she's the perfect casting to play her daughter.
I know, right?
For real.
Jesus.
For real.
So,
you guys going to watch that movie that she was just in with, what's his name?
Oh, Martin Freeman.
With Martin Freeman?
Miller's daughter
Miller's girl.
Miller's girl. No, I think I'm going to pass on that one.
Miller's girl?
Dude, just look up the premise.
You want to, here's the premise, Dustin. I'll read it for you. I got it right here. The film stars Jenna Ortega and Martin Freeman as a student and a teacher who enter a complicated relationship after a creative writing assignment.
And
what?
Complicated should be in quotes.
Basically, Martin Freeman
fucks
is
a
doing
teenager.
Doggy style with Jenna Ortega, who's portraying a teenager. Yes.
Interesting.
Is it? It's not a clip I thought I wanted to watch, nor... Do
no.
I still want to watch it? But it's just like the level of uncomfortableness I had watching it. I was like,
I remember hearing about that movie a while back, and I was like, all right, that could be an interesting premise. And then I watched the trailer and like hard noped out of it.
Yeah,
it's like no,
thank
I'm
you.
Gonna skip this one.
It's got a 29 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that seems about right.
It's like, I don't need to see that, but.
I'm good on.
I'm surprised they both signed up to do that.
Well, that's one of the things. Like originally reading the like hearing about it, I was like, I like both of them. It
could be interesting. Yeah.
It could be interesting. Like, it could be like, you know, pushing. I mean, I knew it was going to be like trying to push some sort of boundaries, but like in the name of art, maybe they could do something with it. And then just the trailer totally turned me away.
And there's probably, I mean, there's probably some people that probably are like, hell yeah, let's go. But it's like, oh, I'm good on that one. It just didn't, it's not for me.
If you're going to do something like that, it can be pulled off if done well.
Yeah, you got to be very
careful. Cuz I don't mind what they're trying to do necessarily, but like if they don't do it well, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to come off creepy and it's going to be an
that's
issue.
What the trailer came off as yeah. very exactly. creepy.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty spot on, like watching the trailer and then like
this is giving me the yuck.
I'm uncomfortable watching this,
which is the point. But like,
it's the same uncomfortability when I first watched Two Girls One Cup.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't think I should be watching. I'm really uncomfortable. The music was
the good music though. Was fantastic. The score the music was amazing,
spot on. But the content of the video
couldn't eat soft serve ice cream for a month.
I still had problems. Fine with pudding though.
Pudding's okay,
but yeah, you know. Oh yeah.
So I was extremely ill last week.
Yeah.
But
did you get a license to ill?
I did.
Hell yeah.
But it did provide me with an opportunity to do a couple things. So I watched Shogun in its entirety up to that point, which is an amazing piece of television. If you haven't watched it yet, anyone else out there, highly recommend it. It is Game of Thrones without a lot of the sexual assault and a lot of the hyperviolence. So it's just really good writing and really good acting, pretty much. and it's fantastic. The other thing I got to do was I platinum Spider-Man 2 in about 17 hours.
Let's go, dude. That game is amazing.
And then I beat New Game Plus in another 5 to 6 hours.
Oh, you're better than me already on that one.
I literally had nothing else to do, so...
I'm telling you, when we were talking about Spider-Man 2, you know, and I was very careful not to, like, spoil it, obviously. Yeah. But, like, literally, after I got done beating it, I could just swing around New York fighting crime. Yeah. Doing whatever. It's just so fun. It's so fun. It's the traversal in that game is so
adding amazing. The web wings was smart.
Yep.
They had the slingshot thing, which was cool. Yeah. I rarely used it.
I also
use it sometimes.
If I had to get from like one side to the other pretty quick, yes.
With the perks leveled up for it, it's pretty great. Getting the super slingshot move, yep. like mm-hmm. that does some work. But yeah,
if I could coordinate it in the direction that I was heading, I could like zoom on over there, do the slingshot, and then just launch myself towards like the jet streams that they have all
that
over the place too.
The tough yeah. part for me is like you couldn't change the direction of the slingshot. Like if they had made it, you could like
oh sure
turn around, go whatever direction. I would have used it a lot more.
Sure,
but
sure.
It just didn't always line up with where I needed to go or wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I found myself using the wingsuit more, all the time. Way more than swinging around. Maybe it's because it was new, but it was just so fun and fast.
Well, they had that trophy to do like go from the financial district to yep. wherever.
Which wasn't north. Too difficult to
no.
do. I didn't
think. It took me twice. once to like see like how far I can go and what path, yeah. and then I was like, I got this.
Yeah,
I got a building to jump yeah. off, and then boom, I was golden.
It was just
I
got finding
my first try.
The yeah. lift. All right, the lift ones. I did it in two tries.
Yeah, I think I got
not
lucky.
All good. We're not all amazing like Dustin yeah. over here.
I think I got lucky where I was like, okay, let me try this, and it just so happened that it like dinged as I was getting to the other side.
Well, I also didn't realize if you use your power to like scan the area, you can see like mm-hmm. very the easily the wind tunnels and the boot yep. like the pop up mm-hmm. boost things. Like you can see those a lot easier from far yep. from far away, so you can
far
plan.
Away.
You can plan.
I super enjoyed the Spider-Verse small bit with the robot spiders around.
Yeah, I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like especially after just watching
finishing
across the Spider-Verse, I was like
finishing the okay. yeah finishing that whole thing and getting and I was like oh I see <Yeah. laughs> interesting that and then I like the two post-credit scenes set up for three.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and then as we talked about the, I don't even think it's a rumor anymore, if because they got hacked and stuff. But you got the Carnage,
yep.
Standalone.
Is it a standalone?
Well, I would have. Well, it could be DLC or standalone. Maybe it's not a standalone.
So somehow I missed that because, well, not somehow, because I remember when like all the leaks for that came out, I actively just didn't even
try to avoid it. Yeah, you know,
I actively tried to stay away, and I did a good job because we got to the end of that storyline, and I was like,
yeah.
Because I didn't know where that whole thing was going until like the train derails and he opens the container and I was like, oh shit, he's okay.
And then they say he like they start naming his
and then alt, all like his aliases and he's all the aliases and I was like, that was really smart and well done.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great because like he has a cold and he's a menace. You're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Or the flame. I mean,
yeah,
that whole storyline was. From front to back was awesome. Really good, and but, then when he didn't show up at the end, I was like, "God damn it!" Like,
yeah. But you had said this in our friend's Discord the other day. I think like probably after you beaten it, and it's kind of the same. It's the same exact thought I had in the first Spider-Man, but it was like, "Where the fuck are the Avengers and shit?"
Yes, Dustin and I were talking about that.
Game. Like, where are they? Like, y'all, there is a global pandemic in the first one. And literally an alien is taking over New York. Where are the rest of the
first
superheroes?
The first game definitely should have had them call it for the whole pandemic-ish thing about it. Like the sickness, the gas, whatever going around. But like a fucking alien invasion that is causing spires of like goo everywhere around downtown Manhattan on Avengers Tower. And again, an alien that is turning people off-world into symbiotes. Like. I feel
where
like
is any superhero? Doesn't have to be the Avengers, but where the fuck is Doctor Strange?
It's just gonna be Spider-Man, the other Spider-Man, Spider-Man's girlfriend, and Spider-Man's friend, the guy in the chair. That we'll take care of
The guy in the chair. Yeah. Peter and Miles got this.
Two superheroes and two normal ass people. Don't worry, we got everything.
At least it made like the Mary Jane parts like way more interesting this time. Than the first game. The first game was just like, oh gosh.
You didn't like it in the first game?
It was okay as a filler, but that, like
so I liked it for the break.
Yeah. But then like, I think they did it like once too many in the first game.
I can get behind that.
But the second one, like with her ability, like
yeah, that was cool.
She's a little bit more hardened.
Right.
She can, you know, she has the fucking powerful ass gun.
Have they said why they changed her model?
Think so,
because like it was the same thing with the model for Peter in the first one. Like I don't mind the change, it's fine, but like
don't get me started,
it's weird.
Not my Spider-Man.
Exactly.
I got used to it, of course.
Yeah,
the only reason I like so much the first Spider-Man model is because it was so unique.
Exactly.
Like he looked like a Peter Parker. The second one is just like you kind of just look like Tom Holland.
You're Tom Holland, maybe a little Andrew Garfield,
yeah,
combination. Again, not bad, but like, mm-hmm. Why?
Did you while you were playing it? Did you find that were you switching back and forth between Peter and Miles more often?
Or
were
I put Miles staying, majority of the time.
I was in the beginning, less so at the end.
Right, and you stuck with who?
So towards the end of the story, I was more Peter.
Right.
After the story, when I was cleaning stuff up, I was Miles.
Miles. Yeah. I feel like I just feel like that's like normal. Cause I felt the same way. I think that's how I played it, where I was like at the beginning, I was switching back and forth a lot. And then as you continue to go through the story, obviously with the symbiote suit and all that and your mm-hmm. venom and all that stuff, it's like, I found myself predominantly staying as Peter doing all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And then it would be like, oh, I need to go do this, you know, side mission. Oh, I need to switch back to Miles. Like, I found myself that, like, I was trying to catch up on Miles's, like, skill points, I guess.
Okay.
Like, I, for whatever reason, I just felt like I just kept staying as Peter and I wasn't Miles nearly as much.
For side stuff, it would also depend on who initiated the side quests.
Right.
And then I'd usually stick with them for a while. so I could finish that out from their perspective. Right. Because there's a few that you could do it either way.
Yep. Yep. Or it'll automatically just swap out, which I like. It'll just bring in the other person.
Like the spider bots, especially. Like that started with Peter, so like but I did a lot with Miles in the middle of the game, but then at the end I went back to Peter. But I do want to see what Miles' perspective would be on that.
Yeah.
Because it'd be different.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. Yeah, that you depending on who you play as with those missions that either work and do, like the grandpa.
Either or, yeah.
Like yeah, I did Grandpa with Miles. I want to see Peter's perspective of
it. Have you ever been in love, Spider-Man?
I didn't fucking expect that to like hit like, me as hard as it did.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Jesus.
Same thing with the pigeon guy. Harold?
Oh, dude. That hit me, dude. Oh. I'm pretty sure I had to pause and I was like,
bro.
Oh. I was
like, wow.
What? No.
But there was, there's moments in that game, and I'm sure you had this, Adam, or seen it or felt it, where, like, I think they did such a great job of transferring Peter from Peter to I Am Symbiote, that anger. Like, when you first get that symbiote suit, when you're in the zoo, mm-hmm. holy shit.
That was fun.
You feel so fucking powerful, dude.
Yep. They captured that well.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, unfortunately, they had patched the bug that I didn't even get to play, you know, at the time, and I'm sad about it, but people had found a way, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't played it right now, I'm going to say it, that when you play as Venom, where you could get into New York City and run around as him.
Oh, really? Oh, that would have been fun.
I know. I was like, damn it. Because that dude was just kicking ass and taking names, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been fun.
I very much enjoyed that whole section.
Yes.
Great game. Amazing. I'm still gonna keep it installed because I will occasionally want to just run around and like on the new game plus stuff. I do still need to like get all the ultimate things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you don't have to for everything to complete.
Yeah. I'm really because some of those. Mysterio ones were just like, how the
dude,
fuck do I do this in gold? I hitless, can't figure it
the
out.
The hitless ones are the only ones that gave me the trouble. I got one, everything. Exactly. I had everything else down. But the hitless
I gave up trying to get all of that because, like you said, like there was one or two the hitless ones. Maybe one of them. I can't, the one on the bridge. Once. Yeah, I just couldn't. I was like, forget it. I'm done. I'm just gonna move on to something else. It's not frustrating me. Like I tried like. A handful of times.
I really loved the better stealth mechanics they answered, like being able to do the zip line. Mm-hmm.
Being able to create your own zip lines is
make your own zip line.
Awesome.
Yes. And I really enjoyed the Miles missions where you had to like break into the hunter bases and disable the stuff
that was fun,
you know, and then sneak around and like, you can, you don't have to sneak around, but like, dude, if I don't know if you ever try to do one of those not sneaking around, that shit is so hard.
It's a lot.
Just go in there, guns blazing, like, dude, no,
it
way.
Is a lot. I think all of them except one, I did stealth. The one I just messed up on, and so like,
got caught
early on, and like, there's just hunters everywhere and reinforcements and all this other shit. But I got through it.
Never again.
I'm
quiet for now.
There is only one part in the game that I was like, I hate this. I don't ever want to do this again, and that is riding the fucking bicycles.
I
hated it so much.
It felt. I mean, you know, it was odd. It's not a vehicle based game, so like.
Yeah,
I'll give it a little bit of leeway, but yeah, that was probably the worst feeling part. Like for both sets of it too.
If they just had the scene when you're with Harry and then riding a bike, cool. But then there was a fucking mission later, and I was like, no, no.
Yeah,
the controls are garbage.
And when you get to the point where you can like speed boost, like it got real weird. Yep. But thankfully, it was just the one.
Yeah.
I was going to say, though, I mean, based off of this game, I felt like all of the side stuff, I enjoyed doing more than in the first game. Like, I feel like I think we've talked about it in the first Spider-Man, like the 2018, where I was like, I don't know, there's a lot of those, like, I don't know, the Harry like stations you had to stop at and do like the scientific experiments, and like you're just doing the same little like
it was repetitive
bars. And yeah, I just was like, I don't want to continue doing this. Whereas with Spider-Man 2, it felt like I want to go explore and try to do these side missions just to see what it is. I really like the Mysterio stuff a lot, but I don't know. That's just how I felt. I didn't feel like so monotonous. I know some of it is, but it just felt more interesting.
I think the Mysterio stuff is probably my least favorite.
Really?
I don't know why. The storyline was good for it, but I don't know. It just didn't get me.
Some of the mechanics of the Mysterio things, they had like a lot of bullshit things. Like that's one of the ones I was talking about where it's like, you have to do this in 6 minutes or something. Like, beat all enemies. I'm like, how do I do this?
That stuff wasn't nearly as bad for me because I saved that for last. Like, I had already beaten the game. So, like, I was leveled up. So, like, I was able to just go through them and, like,
scroll.
Get my stuff charged up real quick so I could do finishers and, like, and I could do finishers on heavies.
Mm-hmm.
So like that, it wasn't bad, but it was, that's, I saved it for last for a reason. Cause it wasn't doing it for me. But I did like the variety of all the like
options.
Emily May Foundation stuff. Like I liked the variety they gave this time. The sequencing puzzles were good and very different from the first game, so that helped a lot. And there's two varieties, so that also helped.
Yep.
Much better game overall. It's just the my biggest gripes are just like, why the fuck would you not call anybody from the Avengers for what is happening? And also, fucking Black Cat steals, spoilers, Black Cat steals something from the Sanctum Sanctorum. Where's Doctor Strange or Wong or anybody? Like, are they all on vacation for like 2 years?
It's like Deadpool when he's like, well, you can't throw us a bone. You can't get any of the actual X-Men. Are there only two of you in there?
Yeah exactly. Like that.
Made zero sense, but that's okay. It worked out.
I'm with you there. Yeah.
A lot of fun.
But I mean, like we talked about, you know, and obviously they can't because different, you know, it's owned by Marvel, but like X Studio,
I don't know
is
what
the
actual
stuff, but I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know what the actual IP stuff is. I haven't looked into that.
Yeah, because like Square Enix had like it was doing the Avengers game, and they did Guardians of the Galaxy. This is another reminder that you guys need to go play Guardians of the Galaxy if you haven't already. It's an amazing game.
Yes, you should.
Anyway, but yeah,
feels like it's an IP thing. Because why else wouldn't they be in there? But
then also you have like the Marvel Snap or you know, like the new Marvel game, Marvel Rivals or whatever it's called.
The 66 Overwatch game?
Overwatch competitor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that has all of them. So it's like, I don't know either.
That is just Overwatch. Except, is Overwatch 6v6 now? Did they change that?
It's 5v5. It was 6v6.
Okay. And they didn't change it back?
No, they didn't change it back, and then they also canceled all the PvE stuff, which was the whole fucking reason they made Overwatch 2.
Yeah.
So, and also separately, because I watched Inside Games yesterday on this, but Blizzard's end user agreement basically says
you don't own the license to
play the games, but you do not own the game. If you buy a game digitally, but what I was reading on that, a lot of people were like, it's not really legally binding. You know, and everything, but it's just like so silly.
I feel like if you market a game based off of having a PvE mode and then years into it, just cancel it and just keep it a PvP, don't you think that's probably grounds for some sort of lawsuit?
Class action.
Yeah, I would bet that's coming.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. I think people would have a leg to stand on. Like, dude, I bought this under the impression that we were going to have solo.
Because you said.
Right. So you have enough money. Make it. Figure it out, guys. I think I'm done buying any of their shit.
Years now.
Like, I'm done.
Yeah, I bought Diablo 4 because it's like on sale. Because it's like I wanted to play it and I played a little bit of it. And I was like, it's a Diablo game. You know, it's
I do good. Like Diablo 4.
You know,
I very much like Diablo 4. But I think that might be the last thing. Like, do better, Blizzard. Be better.
Bobby's out, and yet the bullshit remains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I guess it's at least not as bad as... Have you guys read about this expansion for the Suicide Squad game?
I only basically have read that in order to even unlock it, you have to play it all over again
mm-hmm.
and beat the game just to play as the Joker. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, that's dumb.
There's two cutscenes total after having to beat the game again. The Joker doesn't even talk to Harley at all, and all Harley says is I don't date comedians anymore or something like that, but they have no interaction together whatsoever, and you have to beat the whole fucking game again just to play as him, and he doesn't even really say anything. So what? It's weird.
Jesus, what is happening?
I saw something. Somebody was like, this makes all the Avengers expansions look like fucking gold comparatively.
Yeah, it's so silly, you know, like it's money.
Are we thinking it's Warner?
Dude,
or is it Rocksteady?
I don't think it's, I really don't feel it's Rocksteady. And because the only reason I think that is just because of my faith I had in their Arkham series games. And what they did for that, and how they still like they just released fucking Robert Pattinson's Batman suit on that for free.
I also feel like recently as last week, all three Arkham games had more of a user player base on Steam than the Suicide Squad.
100%. I mean, I know it made me want to go play Arkham City again,
right?
And that was a fucking amazing game, you know.
I might do that since I just did Spider-Man.
And I'm an Arkham Knight apologist because people hate on the Batmobile scenes or parts in that game. I fucking love the Batmobile parts in that game.
My outlook would have changed over the last decade on those.
Maybe. Trilogy. It's so sad. I mean, it's live service and it's money and it's I think it's stockholders in the end. You know, I think a lot of peers came out with a video recently. I can't remember what it was titled necessarily, but she's basically talking about how it doesn't matter that this game came out and it was bugged and it didn't do well. All that matters is that the stockholders got money and it was amazing for them. I wish I could remember what game it was that she was talking about. It was a more recent game that came out that wasn't being reviewed well, but it looked like it made them money. So stockholders like a successful first quarter. It's like it wasn't though. It wasn't.
I want to say I remember seeing it, but I can't remember what it was either.
It was the Battlefront collection.
That came out. Okay.
Because like it was super buggy, and apparently they had stolen a modder's resource for like Kit Fisto, and another in there, and it was like pretty like comparison between the two, like the same bug that was in the Battlefront collection, remaster is the same bug this modder ran into when he was making it. He's like, it's the same thing, and it's like it didn't matter. People bought it. People were playing it. It's.
It was a nostalgia grab.
Yeah, according to their eyes, they killed it. They crushed it. Like they don't care. They don't care about a game being shipped with bugs. They don't care. The devs care, I'm sure.
You'd hope so.
She even says like a developer, a true developer, a majority of them do not want it to be bad when it comes out. But sometimes it's just unfortunately not.
Yeah.
Their call.
People at that level are just living in their own echo chamber. So at this point, they're all tone deaf to reality. It's all about margins and money. It's all it is. I fucking hate people like that. Don't even get me started.
Yeah. Because, I work software and we have bugs and stuff like that. And I know when a bug, our team's like, we hate when a massive bug happens and it's impactful. Because it's like, man, we didn't fuck, how did we not catch that? Sucks.
It's a part of the process. Like just running into bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is. And then fixing them and causing more bugs.
Right.
Yeah. we patch that code. Oh, but that.
That's an indefinite loop a little bit, but you know. Mm-hmm. I did see that the modder has come out publicly and like he's more honored that they use his mod and put it into the game than upset, which it's definitely the high road to take because he's not getting any compensation for it. So
yeah, no, and like it's just nice, you know, that I would understand that, like, wow, they wanted to use my stuff in there. Hell yeah.
I was honestly thinking about picking that up too, but I would even before all this stuff came out about it, I was like, there's definitely gonna be a lot of bugs. I'm gonna wait for it to get smoothed out before I think about it. But
well, that's the Battlefront question. The Dark Forces one apparently is doing fucking gangbusters.
Yeah, that's doing real well. It's a very good remake.
Yeah, so I go for that, man. I know that's right up your alley.
That is my alley. That was gaming career.
I never played those. My entry into those games was Jedi Outcast 2, and I still remember like blowing my mind when I first played that.
It's like
what?
Having the ability to like play, I mean, up until a certain point, until, you know, Legacy and all that nonsense, like to see how the Death Star plans were stolen and given to the rebels, like that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You got to Legends. Do it.
Yeah. It's
Legends now.
Yeah. But
Let me ask you a question, Adam. As a Star Wars aficionado, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My
body is ready.
There's a Dead by Daylight streamer who I watch at times, and he's a nerd and he's a cool guy. And he was talking about Star Wars at one point, and he brought up that he said Uncle Owen,
mm-hmm.
or no, he said Uncle Ben, and a lot of us were like, dude, there's not an Uncle Ben in Star Wars. And he said, no, Obi-Wan is Uncle Ben. Him and Owen are brothers. And I'm like, bro, no. And I looked this up, and there was a one point hypothesized that they were that related. Obi-Wan was taken away as a child from the family to mm-hmm. be a Jedi, and mm-hmm. that he was his brother, because Obi-Wan does make reference to a brother.
Yep, and that's why he hates him.
Yeah, and I'm like, is this true? I don't know. The only Uncle Ben to me is Canonic Rice or Spider-Man.
Canonically, no, it's not true, but it was highly thought as a real thing for a while. And, you know, it was mostly people just drawing conclusion, like making the lines to the, you know, get
Carol,
to their point.
Carol!
But, you know, canonically, no. But yeah, at one point it was like a fun fan theory because people made it make sense.
Could I see it? Yes, I could see it.
Yeah.
But
overall, what, you know, why he hates Obi-Wan is you can watch the Obi-Wan series and you find out why. But yeah, he is. I don't remember. It's not in the movies. It might have been in a book. He was referenced as Uncle Ben.
It was in
or a comic the novelties.
I think it was in the novelization of one of them.
Yeah, of the original Star Wars.
But yeah. I still don't think it called him out like specifically.
No, like, it was just a
it's a really close connect. Like you could easily, like you said, draw the lines. Like, this makes sense.
I think it was probably just a throwaway line too in the book.
Probably.
Which I have that book somewhere. I should go find them. I could look.
Of course you do, you nerd.
Yep. but yeah, like canonically, no. But it was a thing.
can I just be honest with you guys? The level of like almost frustration of level I got the other day in our Discord when Alex was shitting on Star Wars, I want to be like, motherfucker, you don't know anything.
I was giving him shit for it the other day. If
you
it helps,
piece of shit.
I was giving a lot of shit for it the other night. If that helps.
I wanted to be like, what did you say?
I just don't want to sit down and watch all these episodes and like all this other stuff. And I'm like, but look at how much time you fucking waste on Elder Scrolls Online. You could easily have Clone Wars on in the background and pick up everything.
It's also very, very good Star Wars. So you're talking about not wanting to watch some of the best Star Wars I've seen.
Speaking of the best Star Wars I've seen.
We'll see.
Andor is getting a 4K physical release.
I think they did it with Obi-Wan and Ahsoka and, as well.
Obi-Wan is also available for pre-order, and Ahsoka's down the line at some point.
I'm an Obi-Wan apologist, man.
I love that show.
I thought it was amazing. I love that show.
There's people hate it. I'm like, how?
But I did pre-order the Andor 4K steelbook.
Well, that's coming out. Isn't that coming out in a few months?
And God, end of April, towards the end of April.
Oh my God.
Very soon.
TV shows. We're just talking about before we recorded about like all these shows and movies. It's just
there's a lot of content out there, and it's hard to get through everything.
So much.
I mean, I don't really recommend it, but you know, get COVID for a week. You have a lot of time.
I'm good. You catch up on it.
I'm like, oh, I can finally watch stuff.
Hey man, that's when I went and saw Dune 2. I wasn't sick. I was just taking off work. But yeah. You know, same idea. Watched Oppenheimer. You know, got some stuff on.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Monday afternoon, boys.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you turning 40?
Thank God, no. But
why do you got to say like that? Jesus.
it's kind of like that. Did you ever watch that interview with Don Cheadle and Kevin Hart? Wow, I'm 56. Damn.
Yeah.
Same energy. Yeah. But yeah, no, birthday is Monday, but that besides the point, you know, we're going to lunch with the boys. You two, me, Colin and Jeff.
And allegedly Jeff.
I told Misty about that the other day. She's like, how the fuck do you guys all have time to take a lunch in the middle of the day like this? It's like, I don't know.
It's being an adult, man. You know, we're in our Mad Men era. I don't know what to say.
I get an hour lunch, man.
I get an hour lunch, exactly.
My job is stressful enough. I get that hour lunch.
I'm going to take that hour lunch.
I take it.
You know what? It sounds like jealousy to me.
I mean, in her position, yeah, she doesn't have that opportunity.
No, she sometimes doesn't get a lunch or a planning period.
Right. So I totally get that.
It is 100% jealousy. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that right now. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. Getting some chicken fried rice and some sushi. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great afternoon. It's gonna make Monday a lot nicer.
Oh yeah.
Although it is supposed to rain that day.
The funny story is that we were supposed to get sushi last week,
the 22nd,
on Friday. 22nd. Yeah.
Didn't know that Adam got COVID, so I was like, damn, man.
It was one of those things where I would technically, if I was fever free, I wouldn't have been contagious. So on Thursday, I was going to let you guys know that I had it and then like totally understand if you didn't want me there. I was probably not going to stay unless I felt 100% better and went to work.
No, we would have got lunch, but like Dustin and I would have been in one corner of the restaurant.
I would have sat a table or two away. But yeah.
But what's funny is that Dustin and I had an exchange that morning about it because we had a fucking blizzard that day.
And not even like
nowhere.
Just like a dusting. That was a full-on blizzard.
Yeah, full on.
I knew it was going to snow, but like going to sleep and it being like, because I let my dog out before going to bed and grass, it's just cold, you know, it's fine. And then literally waking up and being like, what the fuck happened?
Like, what is this? Yeah. Inches of snow on the ground.
I woke up around 8:30 that morning and like just wasn't feeling it. So I like told my boss, I was like, I'm just going to take this extra day and then rest through the weekend so I can come back on Monday and be ready to go. Yeah. And then like called my mom, was talking to her, and she was like, oh, so you're not going? I was like, no. And she was like, well, that's probably best. Like driving would be a hassle. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, have you not looked outside yet? And I was like, no, I'm just laying in bed. And she's like, you should go look outside. And like walked to my front door, looking out. And my mom was like, what the fuck? And she's like, I know, right?
It's almost the end of March.
It was the first day blizzard. Of spring.
Yeah.
It was the first day, technically the first day of spring. It's like, yeah, all right, this is Illinois in a nutshell.
Here's like six inches of snow for you guys.
Welcome to the Midwest.
And it was gone by the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris and I were like, well, let's keep an eye on it. Maybe, you know, if it calms down, I think it looks, we're looking at radar. It's like, I think it stops.
That was milder. I called Dustin a coward.
Yeah. I was like, what, dude? I'm just talking about a let's pay attention to it. And then all of a sudden we get a winter.
Yeah, we got a winter storm where it's like, yeah, all right. I don't think never mind.
It's like, see?
And a legit one.
Yeah. Because I was like, I kept looking at the radar going like, bro, I don't know. There's just a stream of this for like hours. Like it just is not stopping.
Yeah, no.
It was nuts.
And it didn't stop until like
no
7 o'clock well, I'm like, or something.
No. Misty that morning texted me. She's like, the roads are fucking horrible. Like, be careful if you're going into work and like all this other stuff. And again, I just didn't even read that message or bother getting up out of bed to look outside. So I was like, whoa. All right.
Did I tell you guys I had to get a new mailbox? Before
someone plow into your mailbox?
No, we had to replace our mailbox before we got the blizzard, and then a snowplow came through and took the top of it right off.
Fucking course.
So thankfully it was just in my yard. So I went to Menards. Like, so in order to attach the top to the post, they have you like use this like inch screw or something.
Uh-huh.
I went to Menards and I was like, I got a 6-inch deck screw. And I was there like, we're go. Just going to fucking
yep,
you're did you say
take
deck?
This shit off now.
Plant that shit in there.
Big deck
you said,
screw.
You said deck. Okay.
It was a big deck screw.
Big, huge deck.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But six yeah, inches. Dude, I went there and I was like, I'm going to get something that, like, you better take the whole post out of the ground.
Yeah, everything's getting ripped out.
Motherfuckers.
My mailbox doesn't need to be replaced, but like, because over the years, the fucking snowplow going by has pushed it, so it leans back, and my mailman has complained about it. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I can reset it, but it's just gonna get tipped back over. Again.
It's like you gotta like. I think what people did in the day was like what like dig a hole around it and then just like fill that motherfucker with concrete.
Yeah,
you know, and but even then, that's kind of almost like a Band-Aid because like it's not gonna move, but it could break eventually.
If you drive down Guilford toward from like Mulford towards Perryvale, there are a line of mailboxes of people's who, like over the years, they just get knocked over constantly, either from cars or snowplows or whatever. About 80% of the mailboxes on that road are just 5-gallon buckets filled with concrete and put the post in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Feels like it's the kind of like mailboxes you see like when I used to go up to Minnesota and like you see them like on a chain and like a beam coming out to the roads, because then you know like when the plow comes through, it'll just pop Hold the thing it. Up into the air. Yeah. Like it'll just push it up and then it'll pop right back down. Like it holds it there. It's fascinating. But yeah. If you need help, it's a pretty simple process just to replace. But in your case, it'd be like you'd have to redig the post.
I have to do is dig out, I don't know how much, behind the post so I can just knock it forward and then refill it.
Yeah.
With dirt.
Just hold it forward.
Yeah. But it's like, my mailman's like, you need to like push this forward for me. And I was like, I don't know what you want me to do because no matter what I do, it's going to get pushed back again. Talk to the fucking city.
I do know a guy who is very familiar with mailboxes.
I have heard of this man.
And so much, he loves mailboxes. So much he had two at one point. It's really wild. But collector. You know, he might be able to you know, help you out.
I'll talk to him on Monday.
Yeah, talk to him on Monday, you know.
Give him the weekend.
Allegedly it's Jeff. I don't know if it is or not, but allegedly it's
Jeff. I've heard.
Jeff's had two mailboxes?
I don't remember the exact story of why at this point anymore, but like he had bought a new mailbox because somebody ran over it or something and he had to buy a new one, and he had to get a second one.
He had to get another one
because like it broke again or something.
He replaced one, it broke again, like within a week it broke again, and then he had to get another one.
Well, I know that feel. Again, snowplow took the top off like 5 days after we fucking put it in.
So
it was brilliant.
There's Misty found a newer show that, you know, like A&E has My Strange Addiction, my, you know, Hoarders, all this other shit.
Yeah.
It's called My Strange Arrest. And it's basically low stake cops and just like weird, crazy things that people have done over the years. And then they've consequently gotten arrested for. And one of them is a video of a guy just going off on a city worker who runs a snowplow because he drives by and like all the shit gets pushed to the side and gets pushed into his driveway so he can't get out. And it's feet and feet
high. I feel that rage.
And like he is laying into this guy, and this city worker is like, it's what I do. And he's like, clear out my fucking driveway right now. Like, and a little bit of a physical altercation happened. Nothing serious, just like a hand on chest situation. Mm-hmm. And like the crazy part would turned out to be like this guy just going off on the city worker was a priest.
Oh my God.
So that was the strange part. But like, I look at Misty, I was like, honestly, I don't, I get this guy. I see where his rage is coming from. Because
every time,
this and then I'm like, fucking cool. City doesn't give a shit about residential areas.
Yep. Then I got to fucking snow plow out the end of my driveway so I can just get out. Because you just,
bastards. I mean, like, I understand you're doing your job. You can't really control where the snow goes, but you could probably do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they don't, because the main streets, they're amazing, everything. But like, yeah, a residential neighborhood is just like, good. It's not even that helpful sometimes. It's like, I almost would rather just drive in the full snow.
Just, yeah. Just take a smaller truck and have them do a pass or two on residential streets. Because like, it's so much more work.
It's like, bless those neighborhoods that have somebody who has a plow and takes their time.
Mm-hmm.
Like the real heroes of the world that will do that for their neighbors and stuff, you know. Like I know my dad would do that with the snowplow with people.
He can come down to my house anytime.
I think you could just like take it. I think we had this conversation before. You can just take probably it.
It's
fine.
It's mine now.
I'll give you permission.
Thanks. Why didn't you just get like a fucking ATV or a gator? Just put a plow on that.
Well, be careful. Don't fall off the gator or don't get off the gator and let it run, because like if it hits you, if it goes over your leg, it hurts.
But if
you have a ton of money, you'll be okay. You'll have like a titanium leg.
I mean,
and your neighbor's a doctor.
Gator is thankfully a lot smaller.
Yeah,
than that thing. Gator's like a souped up golf cart.
Gator don't play.
Gator don't play.
Those are fun to drive around, those gators and shit.
Yeah, I used to
all those like
get to do that when I worked at a forest preserve.
I was gonna say, you back when I worked for a local company, we have I don't know if I want to name them. I don't care about the owners. But it's in Belvedere, and it's a MC Hammer Time Sports, and
I drove by that the other day.
The owner's a real tool, and I got to like deal with a bunch of that stuff, like ATVs, all that shit. Like when people bought it, like cleaning it, testing it out, making sure it runs, you know, putting in the oil, gas, all that shit. But like you have to make sure it runs, right? Yeah. So you get to kind of test drive it. Some of that shit's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody had to come in and like have a jet boat fixed, taking that to the river to make sure it's all fixed.
Gotta see.
That was a good time. It's like I wasn't driving it. I was just along for the ride, folks.
We are at an hour.
You guys think it's that time?
I think it's that time.
You want to hit that twit 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 twee corner?
Let's do it.
It's one of the first times I actually haven't like read the questions beforehand. So, because I was late. Normally, most often I'm the one that puts this in the docket, but I didn't today. We got two from Jeff allegedly, at allegedly Jeff, mailbox boy. The first one is, as you do a podcast, if you won the lottery and didn't tell anyone, what subtle signs and changes would people start noticing in your life? # tweet corner. Just all of a sudden, just buy a new car.
I mean,
I'll just buy people things. Like, maybe, I'm so charitable.
Maybe I'm just trying to manifest this into reality, but I'd buy all my friends a nice lunch at a sushi place.
Yeah, there you go.
This comes out after. So, you know.
That's true.
If it happens, that means he won the lottery.
I don't know, man. There definitely be signs.
I'd be a lot more relaxed about everything, even more than I already am.
Yeah, I think like You definitely see me. Yeah, relax. Job's no longer a thing for sure. But like, you'd probably see me attending way more sports like events live.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Adam, I wouldn't be surprised if like just season tickets to the Cubs showed up on your front door or something. You know what I mean? Like, to be things there. Like that. You know, and you'd be like, oh,
okay.
Like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Let's go.
What? It's a sweet box too, so we're good. Like, you know, kind of that thing. It would be like that.
I'm such a giver. Like, obviously I would buy stuff for myself, but like people that are close to me, it's like, do you want something? Do you need something? I got you.
We're gonna have some
friends and family would know.
I'd, gonna have some
I'd
fun.
Buy, I'd buy a house, I'm sure. Because I love my condo, don't get me wrong, but like being able to have like a fenced in yard and just let magic out, she just go to distance out there. Like seeing her happiness when, like, from here to like going to my parents' house, where like she just goes ham out there, is a big difference. Mm-hmm. But
I probably have quite a few more animals too. You know,
like a duck,
like a duck.
You get duck eggs.
What is that movie? I bought a zoo.
Or whatever.
yeah.
Matt Damon bought a zoo.
Matt Damon.
But like, I don't. Obviously, it's hypothetical, so I can't say it's for certain. But, like, I don't think I would just be, like, overboard with it. You know, like
oh, it'd be real subtle.
It wouldn't be, like,
right.
I'm buying a private jet or, you know, something or a mansion. I see people that buy, like, big houses, and my first question is, like, what the fuck do you need with that many rooms? Like, why do you need this big-ass house?
That's their that's their idea of wealth. I mean.
Yeah. I don't need the biggest house. I don't need the nicest cars. Like, there's going to be certain things that, like, comfort is going to be the number one key. But, like, just a lot of vacations, experiences, like, spending time with friends and family. Going, and, like,
sporting events and concerts.
Yeah, backstage. Exactly. Like, hey, guys, you want to go to your first Super Bowl?
Backstage,
we're going to fucking
concert,
try to make that happen. Yeah.
I'd be able to afford the restaurant my CEO owns.
There you go. I still haven't been there.
Buying a zoo.
It's fucking expensive, dude.
Yeah. Buying a zoo.
I wouldn't buy a zoo. No.
No.
I think I would be try to be smart with it. You know, I probably would be go to people like at work, honestly, who's like really like smart with money and be like, hey, how should I
invest?
How do I? Yeah. I don't want to work again.
How do I diversify my portfolio?
Yeah.
I have to touch a 9-to-5 again.
I mean, a lot of it would probably go to charity, too. To be honest, like there's a few things that you know you care about that
here you can buy your way into politics.
Yeah, oh shit. So
yeah, I think people close to me would know, but I would probably tell them as well. Like I don't think it would be something I would like. I wouldn't tell the masses for sure, but I would tell people close to me.
There's definitely people that I'm related to that I would keep this a secret from. Like, you don't need to know. We're not like that. But those that I love and care about, that you know.
The problem with this question though is that you'd have to actually play the lottery. I do not play the lottery.
Right.
How do
you win when you don't?
I might buy a scratch ticket every so often, but it's not.
I never play the lottery, and I never did until I got into management, and like our management team would be like, let's, you know, Powerball it.
Yeah, go in. Yeah.
Like, we're all putting in $20. And they, like, this was at my last job. They fucking did it all the time to the point where I was like, I'm not doing this every time. This is $20 that we're all putting in. Like, I mean, I know it increases the chances, but $20 is $20.
Mm-hmm.
I quit my job. They beg, we need you. We need that knowledge. I was like, you can contract me.
Yeah. Come on.
You're my terms.
Yeah.
I have always said like if I won the lottery or something, I don't think it would be a quit job right away thing, you know.
I would quit job right away, but it would be more like I would want to spend the time to find out what I want to do.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Like, I'd keep my current job, but I'd definitely like take a huge step back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing. I don't think I would be like, hey, we need to go part time. Like,
yeah.
You know. I'll work Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I'll help with whatever you guys need.
You know. But it wouldn't be a right away thing. Because, like, I don't know. Because I've always said, like, people that just who don't work and have, like, their days, like, because even like going on a big like a staycation or a break, like it's cool for the first couple of days or week, and then eventually I'm like, well, this is boring. I need something to do. But then again, I would have money, so
yeah, you could go do whatever.
I could do whatever I want, you know. Add Dustin, you guys want to go to Jamaica? No, we can't. Not. Well, helicopter's in your yard, so.
Is that what that was?
Didn't have a choice.
Take the time off. Our next one, also from Jeff, allegedly, at Allegedly Jeff, SGY Podcast. What was the first inappropriate for your age movie you remember watching? Hashtag Tweet Corner.
The Terminator.
Fuck.
I was going to say, yeah, like T2. Lethal. Some of the Lethal Weapons movies came out when like I was like 10, 12 years old. I was probably a little a little young to be watching some of those.
I was 5 and I snuck downstairs to like go watch TV, and like the Terminator was on like TBS or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it was in towards the end in the factory part where he's no longer Arnold. He's just the skeletal thing, and he's like crawling through all the machinery reaching for Sarah Connor. Like, scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And what doubled down on it was I had shut a sliding door to our family room, so like light and sound would be muffled, so my parents would wake up, and my dad had came downstairs for something and walked straight into that door because it was dark. And he didn't see it. That was closed because it was in the middle of the fucking night. And he slammed into the door and started swearing. But it was during the foundry part, so like it made it even worse and scared the absolute shit out of me for a long time.
There's probably one beforehand, but I don't remember it. But there's one core memory of mine of when I was 11. I think I was 11. And my mom took us to go watch American Pie in the theaters.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I was on cloud 9.
Did you sit right next to her? Did you guys talk about it?
I don't remember how uncomfortable I was, but I'm sure I was probably like, what am I feeling right now?
Gotta get some pie.
My pants got tighter.
What? What are they doing in her bedroom?
Allison Hannigan turned 50 the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. She looks very good for her age.
She does.
You guys see the picture of freaking dude from Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoked out.
Dude. Like, what's his name? Ernie Hudson at 74 is fucking juiced. I'm sending you a picture of this.
No,
right
I've
now.
Seen it.
Okay. Yeah. That dude, like, bro, that what?
That dude's 8 months older than fucking Donnie.
He's, like, bro, what?
He just absolutely jacked.
Dude, it's so wild. And they did a comparison of him in, like, in the 80s. It's like, how do you look better now?
Yeah. Okay, so here's okay, sorry. I know Dustin still has to answer. But quick tangent. So he recently, like, what, last week came out and was like, yeah, like, I'm not getting a lot of roles anymore. Like, so money's real tight or whatever. And, like, I think it was during a press junket for the new Ghostbusters movie. Mm-hmm. Carl Weathers has passed away. Someone needs to be grief carga.
It's true.
It makes sense to me. Especially because he looks like that.
Yeah.
So that's my nomination for Grief Karga is Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, it's just I remember just seeing the picture and being like, "What the fuck, dude?"
Dude looks good. Dude looks like he's barely 50.
Dude, better than me. Better than us.
Way better than all of us
combined.
All right, anyway, sorry, Dustin.
I mean, no, you're good. I mean, I think. I was kind of already alluding to it, but I think it was probably something like a Lethal Weapon movie. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I also remember like Boogie Nights came out, and like at that point, I was kind of on the verge of being like, I'm old enough to, I think, obviously to watch it, but it's like, you know, I'm a freshman in fucking high school when Boogie Nights comes out, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think earlier than that, though, like being a young kid, it probably would be something like Terminator 2. I can remember the Lethal Weapons movies, and like just the action was fine. I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't remember being like it's inappropriate for my age because of the action, but the language, right? Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff they were doing was like, dude, I'm like 8 or 9 years old. Should I be watching this?
My cousin Vinny's PG.
So. Is my cousin Vinny PG?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I watched it the other day.
I fucking love that movie.
And they swear a lot. I mean, in that movie.
Yeah, it's PG, which is crazy, but it also like, yeah, I mean, like think about like Ren and Stimpy when we were kids.
True,
like,
exactly. How the fuck?
Yeah.
How was that? How? Those poor Gen Zers or whoever watching Quiet on Set. Sorry, guys.
I can't watch it. I don't. I can't.
Oof.
You like feet?
Oh, I can't. That shit makes me so uncomfortable. Like, to go back to the movie you were talking about with Martin Freeman and, you know, like, I can't. Like, I don't want to. It makes me uncomfortable.
He likes feet.
Yeah. That was me. As me watching the R. Kelly documentary and the Michael Jackson one. I was like, oh.
What the fuck is Diddy doing?
Yeah, that.
And also, yeah.
I don't know.
That, what?
Hey, he was at a Top Golf event with his twins. Like, what's up? Like, bro, you should be, like, hiding.
His private jet left the country when his homes were getting raided.
Yeah.
and it went to a place that doesn't have extradition to the U.S. like, that's not a good look.
Jesus, dude.
Well, that's it for Tweet Corner.
Thank you, Jeffrey, allegedly, for sending these questions in. We'll have more of a discussion on Monday, I think, about you buying us all sushi.
You're rich.
Anywho, if you, dear listeners, would like to send something our way, if you have something on your mind you think we should answer, please send it to our Facebook or our Twitter at CGY Podcast. Use the hashtag Tweet Corner and we'll answer it to the best of our ability on the next episode. Along with that, tell everyone you know about your favorite boys. Come Get Your Podcast. We are on every podcasting platform, from Podbean to Google's podcast thing, iTunes, Spotify, like pretty much where you can get a podcast nowadays, we are most likely there. So spread that word. And then, as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's comes from user Quailman5000. TikTok by Kesha is going to be really weird for younger people. Oh, and that is going to do it for episode 173 of Come Your Game Podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
I've been Chris.
See you next time.